This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is it, boys. Toe-to-toe with the globalists. I love it. I can't help it. It's a green pleasure. Because those pedophiles and devil worshippers know we're breathing down their throats. Breathing down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, is it time for me to shave my head? Because I'm not doing a comb over. I got some hair on top, but it's... Look at this. I like Trump, though. I guess he's got the big thing going on there. I don't know. And I'm taking your phone calls here. A little bit serious. Paul Watson's taking over. You guys realize they're now writing articles. I just lost a lawsuit for a book I didn't write that I'm out in a lawsuit, and it's all over the news. It's top story on Twitter. Because earlier they thought, oh, it's just the top Alex Jones search. No, I was shown earlier, it's in the top trending. I lost the lawsuit on Sandy Hook. And then they're going to announce that the judge is going to call for my arrest. I just heard that earlier. Boy, they didn't like me putting out a bounty for whoever tried to plant that child porn on us. That really scared the old folks there at Skull and Bones, didn't it? That got the diarrhea running down their legs. Santa Ana told Travis, you know, we're going to kill everybody if you don't give us quarter and give up. And he said, well... No quarter given, none taken. Victory or death. And you know what that means, don't you? Victory or death. Death! Death isn't the power of the devil. Death is the power of the living. We control death and life. The devil pretends he controls death. We control death. I love that in Lord of the Rings, a Christian allegory written by J.R.R. Tolkien, which you then see in the movie out of the book when they're there at the White City. They're fighting the big Ringwraith King, the Witch King, and all the rest of it, and the Norsemen show up as the Deus Ex at the moment that they're about to be defeated. And what is their cry? Death! With their swords. Death! Death! Charging their swords up with death. Not a threat physically, but death to your system. Death! Death is ours! We wield death! The living have strength, not the dead. Death! And then pledging yourself to death, if you need to. Giving yourself up for others. It's the evil, the devil worshippers that fear death, not us. That's why they try to act like they own death and they have death and they're in charge. No, you're not in charge of death. It's us, the living, that have children. And to have a child is to know they're going to die someday. To give life is to give death. And to fight evil is to give life and to give death. We bring life. We bring death. We are men. We are women. We are the humans. We are the planet. We are God's creation. We are the future, not you. So you fear death. We do not fear death. Try to see if you can find it on YouTube. Lord of the Rings. Death. Death chant. That's powerful. There's nothing more living than that. There's nothing more pro-life than men saying, we're ready to die for life. And then holding up your sword and chanting death. Committed to death for life. Committed to go all the way. Death! 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 We don't fear death. Our soul is eternal with Christ. Christ has the keys to hell and death. We have the keys to hell and death. We have the real power. The real ownership of the planet. We have the real providence. We have been given the authority. We have the contract. We have the name. We have the will. We have the genetics. We have the history. We rule the planet, not Satan. And Satan is about to be evicted because we hold the keys through Christ to hell and death! Death!
want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Take a few more calls, and Paul Watson is taking over. Real fast, and I apologize, I got to hurry these up. RJ, you're on the air from New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good honor to speak with you, Alex. I just want to say real quick, I spent about $4,500 with you since October.
Thank you.
X2, Secret 12 every day. The coffee is amazing. TurboForce is amazing. The bars are literally candy bars that are good for you. The T-shirts are super quality. But even though I've spent this much, this is what I want to get to. I still am paycheck to paycheck. I can't necessarily afford a monthly product purchase like every month. And I buy a lot of it in bulk to save as much as I can. So I can't necessarily spend that much every month, but I could afford a $3.99 or a $4.99 or a $5.99 monthly subscription to something. And I also, but I would want to get something like to prove that when I look back at this, this is really the fight for like of our time.
No, you're right. We should have a weekly podcast that's only for subscribers. That's on key analysis and things. So people want to support us, get that weekly special, say podcast subscription or something. That people really need that. We need to do that. Absolutely. In fact, that's a great idea.
I have an even cheaper and easier idea for you that makes even more money.
Tell me.
A badge, a monthly badge, a campaign badge that proves I had my skin in the game. It costs 50 cents to make in bulk for 2-inch badge. And you could have just the salient event of the month, like the coming.
Sure, we could spend $1 and have a nicer tote bag or something that has a message on it. And then people get those every month. And then you can kind of leave them at grocery stores. Nobody, the average leftist won't know what NewsWars.com is. So everybody gets like a monthly subscription tote bag that comes, and then you use some, give away others. That is a genius idea.
Or just $4.99 for one badge each month, just of a different like thing that I could, and then you could sell like a bomber jacket or a vest for, you know, a $50 markup. And the aim here, let me just make the aim before you, because I know I get cut off once you start.
No, brother.
That you do one of these 72. You do 72-hour broadcasts for a month for a telethon until you've got a million Patriot Vanguard subscribers that give you.
No, you're right. That's how you do it. You make it a big deal. I've noticed how the new internet works. I'm kind of behind the curve. You just hype it all the time about your subscribers, call them out, have them on. That's what we've got to do to crush this, because they're trying to have me arrested now. I mean, can you believe they're saying I lost the Sandy Hook suits for a book I wrote? None of that's even true. Didn't write a book, didn't lose a suit. I mean, they've gone completely cuckoo, man.
I just read that you lost a suit to my family and that you owe me money. So pay up. You know, this is ridiculous what they're doing to you.
I don't even know what to do at this point. I don't feel sorry for myself. I actually, it's like, they think Americans are so dumb. that they're saying I'm sending child porn when I'm not, and that I lost a lawsuit, and now they've got a judge convinced who says she's going to have me arrested. That's what the word is. I mean, this is entering cuckoo land, total cuckoo land. So whatever, man, I'm being abused by the system because I'm a patriot. Great points, RJ, you're a genius. Yeah, because a lot of grocery stores around the country, plus it's smart to do. I mean, I'm not into a lot of fake environmental stuff, but I do like organic farming and not having toxic waste or overfishing, all the reasonable conservation stuff. And, you know, even when I go to grocery stores that try to not have me do it, I try to bring my own six or seven bags, but it's usually got some commie crap on it or you buy them at the store. What about nicely made but cheap and inexpensive bags with InfoWars will probably get you attacked in some areas, so maybe a NewsWars.com or maybe a whatever, and then you kind of have extra bags, leave them places, people are going to use them, it's a walking billboard. We're going to, well, other folks are launching some other sites soon, so we're very excited about that. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Leah in Illinois. Leah, you've been a real trooper holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the border. I voted for Trump, and he makes me so mad, you know, I could just scream all the time, you know, hearing what he's doing. Now, what I want to say is I'm starting to think that Trump is a Trojan horse. And the reason I say that, Obama destroyed this country. He took a lot of our freedoms away and just destroyed it. Okay, the president is put in office for, first of all, to protect the nation. Then, you know, economic is very important. But Trump only cares about the economics. We did not hire Trump for economic growth. We hired him to protect this country and to protect our rights. Our First Amendment's gone. Our Second is almost gone. Our religious rights are gone, and they're going. Now, you tell me the most important thing going in this nation that is going to be taken away from us, he's not doing nothing. And
Ma'am, I think you're legitimate on the free speech. He's starting to do something with the colleges. He's done a little bit, not enough. The 5G is really bad, but standing up to China's 5G is really good. He says he's going to try to deport millions starting next week. You understand he's not a dictator. He didn't get the funding from Congress. He asked for 12-plus billion. He got 1.3 billion, or was it 1.5? I forget. The point is he got a pittance. He doesn't have. He's going to declare a real emergency and basically the Insurrection Act and do something on that front. So the Democrats and the globalists rushed Europe 6 years ago. They rushed us once Trump got in to make him look weak on the border. So just like the Border Patrol is overwhelmed, Trump is overwhelmed. So I don't think that area that Ann Coulter and others have been attacking him on, and also saw Michael Savage, who I respect, attacking him there. I just imagine Hillary. Trump has mutiny and insurrection going on with people not doing what he says. When he came out, though, and said we might try to restrict silencers or suppressors, those are barely used in crime. It's a slippery slope. That is a line in the sand. But you know, ma'am, look at the media attacking him. Look at the lawsuits against him. Look at the attacks. When we got Trump elected, when you got Trump elected, they went ape. So let me tell you, they're legitimately pissed, okay?
Yes, I agree with that. But my question, Alex, to you know more about the Posse Comitatus. Why can he not take all of our military? We got them hanging out.
Well, ma'am, Posse Comitatus is against U.S. citizens, and you can't do it. I am 100% for full militarization of the borders because this country's under globalist attack. That is constitutional, and I support it 110%. I appreciate your call, and I understand your frustration. He's not a dictator, ma'am. He's surrounded. They're trying to start a war with Russia. They're trying to false flag. Can you imagine Trump's job? He's up 18, 20 hours a day, and he can't. And I'm not second. I get on his butt when he says something out of his mouth I know is not true, and he does it. And I'll turn on him like a feral, you know, dog if he ever really crosses anybody. Don't make any mistake about that. My loyalty is not to Trump. It's to the truth. But let me tell you, he's for real. Doesn't mean he's perfect. He is. But I apologize to Andrew and Craig. They had great points to make, but we're out of time. Paul Watson's got to take over. But Craig, real fast in Canada, you've got a good point. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
You are. We got about a minute.
Bro, I believe what's happening to you is, therefore us, is versus the state, is that you've managed to become a metaphysical messenger like Socrates and St. George, that they were arrested for challenging hermetic state gods. You're challenging their hermetic new mental alchemy state gods of climate change, not being anti-abortion, or
pro-abortion.
Yeah, and anti-Christian is what I meant. Their new mental alchemy, bro. You're just like Socrates. We all gotta stand together. Socrates, St. George, Alex Jones, Christ. Throw them all in there, man. And I waited a long time. I'm with the bone broth. DNA Force, Ultra 12, love you. Thank you.
Well, sounds like you're on fire. Call me back. I'm sorry to Andrew and Jeff. I already took a bunch of Paul's time and it's wrong. He's ready to go. Whatever you do, thank you for spreading the word. And don't believe a damn thing they say about me, because I can't wait to hear what Paul says when he gets to this. They are now saying I lost the Sandy Hook lawsuits for a book I wrote. And then in the article they say somebody else wrote the book and I wasn't sued. I've never seen lies this big. I don't even know what they're getting ready to do.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm real live, this is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Got some interesting information coming up, which I'll probably go to in the next segment. And I'm going to put out a video on this later today. We've featured before these role-playing games, things like Steve Jackson's The Illuminati, The Game, in the past, and how they were eerily prescient about predicting future events and future cultural trends decades in advance. And in fact, this segues into what's happening now, because there's a new video game coming out next year called Cyberpunk 2077, or Cyberpunk 2070, I think it's called, and it features Keanu Reeves as one of the characters in the game. It's Cyberpunk 2077. That's coming out next year. It's already getting a lot of press. The trailer for this video game has already been out for weeks, I think. And the woke progressive cult is not happy about it. And I think the reason they're not happy about it is because of what it's based on, which is Cyberpunk 2020. And again, I'm going to put all this into an email, a YouTube video, sorry, later on today, which was in 1988, so we're talking 31 years ago, tabletop role-playing game, the second version of which was set in a fictional 2020. Now, the main themes of this game pertained to futuristic weaponry, futuristic transport, and transhumanism, as you see a glimpse of in this clip here. This is the video game that's coming out next year. But this tabletop game, this RPG from 1988, was incredibly prescient because it predicted many of the cultural trends that we're seeing today 1 year before 2020. And this started going viral on Twitter a few days ago. So I kind of looked into the background of this, and it revealed way more than anyone else found about it. So in the rule book to this Cyberpunk 2020 RPG, the original was 1988. They had an updated rule book released in 1994. And this is what they predicted about what life and society would be like in 2020. Listen to this and understand that it was written nearly 30 years ago. The headline is Diversity and Unity. It says it is now accepted among historical scholars that in the decades before the collapse, America suffered from the sicknesses of racism and, quote, cultural identity. Everyone wanted to be seen as special. Every group had to be equal or to be preferably better than its neighbors and fought to protect its special rights. If anyone had something that someone else wanted, they were painted as racist, sexist, elitist, or worse. This divisive me-first attitude eventually tore the fabric of American culture apart and caused it to self-destruct in a fireball of competing ideologies, none of which truly recognized each other's validity. Diversity led inexorably to anarchy. That is from the 1994 rulebook to a game created in 1988, 30 years ago, Cyberpunk 2020. Very prescient, given our current obsession with identity politics, given the sanctification of victimhood status as some kind of special achievement that is being exploited to impose cultural and political hegemony. the most recent example, of course, which we saw with the attempts at deplatforming of Steven Crowder last week, when a gay man, a self-professed queer wonk, according to his own Twitter handle, tried to exploit his identity politics to silence and censor Steven Crowder. They were talking about how diversity would be used to rip American culture apart 30 years ago in this game, and how these competing ideologies of identity politics would again be used as a wedge issue to exert political and cultural hegemony. So that was in the rulebook. That kind of circulated on Twitter a few days ago. So I read the entire, skimmed through it at least, the entire 270-page rulebook from the Cyberpunk 2020 RPG game. And it predicted a lot more aside from that. In fact, you could go back to the 1988 rulebook, where it predicted, quote, a Great Britain swamped by mass immigration. And these are quotes, leading to streets almost explosively as dangerous as the United States. Now, it was last year that London overtook New York in terms of violent crime per capita. Of course, we've got soaring violent crime across the country, up 19% in the UK. Police say they will no longer attend burglaries or break-ins, but they'll go and arrest people for mean tweets. You have knife crime so bad in London, and in fact, someone was kicked to death literally 5 minutes from where I live last week. Three people were killed in the immediate area in which I live over the past 2 weeks. And now we have Somali immigrants who live in London who are being sent back to Somalia by their parents because it's safer than London. That's how bad it is in the United Kingdom. And this game predicted it 31 years ago. They also predicted the rise of the Me First worldview, again, exemplified today by this exploding narcissism driven by social media addiction. They also foresaw a future, and this again is another quote, in which entertainment has become generic, and a conglomeration of TV networks would emerge to deliver hundreds of channels that produce a product which is, quote, bland, mindless, and caters to the lowest possible denominator. That kind of rings a bell too, doesn't it, with the degeneration of culture. They also predicted the decline of traditional media platforms. They said printed newspapers and magazines would fade into oblivion. That's happening, has been for years. Now, this Cyberpunk 2020 game was derived from a 1986 sci-fi novel called Hardwired, and in both Hardwired and Cyberpunk, ruthless corporations have created vast monopolies, amassed more power than countries, and everyone is completely dependent on them. Listen to this quote from the 1988 rulebook. Quote, dissenting opinions and independent productions are usually buried under an avalanche of media hype, or worse, co-opted or destroyed by the vicious competitive practices of major media corps. And what do we see today? We see major media corps conglomerating, monopolizing, and crushing dissenting opinions in the form of Facebook, Instagram, Mark Zuckerberg, etc., etc. So all along the line, they got it bang on the money. And on that subject of dissenting opinions being silenced by people like Mark Zuckerberg, somebody tried to post this 1988 rulebook on Reddit under the title, in the original Cyberpunk 2020 rulebook, diversity was the downfall of America. Now, of course, we don't live in an age where dissenting opinions are silenced by megacorps, do we? Oh, yeah, we do. The Reddit post was immediately removed. So it's actually quite amazing how prescient this RPG was. And it's about to be developed into a brand new video game starring Keanu Reeves. And the progressive woke cult is definitely not happy about it. And I'll finish up on that in the next segment about Cyberpunk 2020, an amazingly prescient game. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The
Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So just to wrap up, I was talking about the eerily accurate predictions of Cyberpunk 2020, 1988 tabletop RPG that predicted identity politics and diversity would be the downfall of America. The creators of this game must have been pretty racist, right? I mean, come on. We know diversity's a strength, after all. Yeah, it was created by Mike Pondsmith, a black guy, so try harder with that one. But the woke progressive cult is very upset about it, because it's about to be made into a new video game, an updated version, Cyberpunk 2077, starring Keanu Reeves as one of the characters in the video game. And in this game, based on the original. We have transhumanism. We have augmentation of the body with cyber technology. Now, in the game, the characters that take on this cyber technology, that implant microchips into their bodies, etc., they have an ensuing loss of humanity. They become more synthetic, more robotic, and there's a task in the video game where they have to rescue a naked woman in a bathtub, but they're kind of disgusted by her because she's so augmented with cyber technology that she's kind of more cyborg than human at that point. And so they make this point in the video game, even though they rescue the woman, that they're quite disgusted to the extent that she's been cyber augmented. And of course, the leftists, the progressives that hijacked the video game industry, which is what the Gamergate controversy was all about, are not very happy about it. And in fact, in the video, which I'm going to post after I get off the show here, I'm going to highlight the people who are complaining about it. But this game is going to get some heat. I can bet that when it comes out, it doesn't even come out until April next year, that it's going to get some heat. Because if it remains true to the dystopian world created, depicted by its original creators, the cultural thought police are going to come after it. Because again, it was eerily prescient in predicting that identity politics and diversity, as well as transhumanism and our obsession with technology, would be the downfall of society. So look out for that video after I get off the show here about Cyberpunk 2020. Now, speaking of videos, I put out a video a couple of days ago called Modernity, and it was about basically how many gay people are not fans of gay pride parades. In fact, we had a story the other day up on summit.news. Video showing child twerking at gay pride parade causes outrage. This was a video of a kid who can be no older than about 10. He's probably about 8 or 9. Twerking, thrusting his hips back and forward, squatting, shaking his buttocks. You all know the dance. It went viral on Twitter, got over 1 million views, and we've had so much of this news over the past few days. We had this also on Friday. Desmond is Amazing's mother defends decision to allow 12-year-old drag kid to perform at gay bar for tips. She actually went on Australian television, the mother of this poor child, who is a victim, you can feel nothing but sympathy for him, and defended the fact that they made him perform at a gay nightclub for tips with men throwing money at him by saying she doesn't know what the controversy was about. I mean, who could even think there would be a controversy about allowing a 12-year-old boy to perform in a gay club while men threw money at him? There's nothing controversial about that. Only in a completely degenerate society is there nothing controversial about that. Because we've got drag queen story times, which Desmond is Amazing has been involved in, across the country now, increasing and going global, even after it turned out that 32-year-old Albert Garza, who was involved in drag queen story time, was a registered sex offender convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy in 2008. In fact, we were on the forefront of revealing that when it happened a couple of months ago, I think it was. So you've got his mother going on television saying that it's not controversial to make a 12-year-old boy dance around on stage at a gay nightclub while men throw money at him. That's perfectly normal if you live in a sick society. We have this story out of Brazil, which is absolutely horrific, and it only gets worse the more you learn about it. So there was a lesbian couple in Brazil that basically kidnapped their son, ran away with him. The father had lost custody, but they just ran away with him, and tried to perform a forced gender reassignment surgery on a poor 9-year-old boy. Now, if there are children listening, it's probably time to shut this off, because this is absolutely horrific. Ghastly new details have emerged about the tragic case of the Brazilian boy who was subjected to forced gender reassignment surgery by a lesbian couple who later beheaded him. And this gets into the fact that it's a statistical reality that adopted children who are adopted by gay and lesbian parents across the world are more likely to be abused. It's just a fact. I'm sorry. It's one of those hate facts that if you actually tweeted that, you'd get banned on Twitter. But I'm going to say it right now. It is a fact that children who are adopted by gay couples are way more likely to be abused. In fact, in some countries, I learned that in Italy, it's completely banned. But it's being allowed more and more in many other countries. And again, that's not to say all gay couples abuse children. In fact, someone posted a statistic or sent it to me on a DM on Twitter claiming that 92% of gay couples abused children when they had custody of them. Which is, again, that's obviously incorrect. But it's true that they are statistically overrepresented in the abuse of children when they adopt children. And this is the most brutal, extreme example of abuse that you could ever imagine. 9-year-old Ruan Maycon was murdered by his mother, Rosano da Silva Candido, and her partner, lesbian partner, Casila Damaschino, on May 31st. Now, I knew that they'd murdered him. I knew that they'd stabbed him to death. I knew that they tried to perform a gender reassignment operation. But then yesterday, I found out the full details, because they confessed to it after a few days. They were on the run from the police. And they told the police what they'd done. So the mother of this child decided that the child wanted to become a girl, again, imposing her warped identity politics on the child. They ripped off the boy's penis. And bear in mind, this kid, this poor kid, survived for about a year after all this, before they basically put him out of his misery. They ripped off the boy's penis and sewed on a fake female sex organ, because, again, he wanted to be a girl, according to them. They scraped the boy's skin off his face. Now, he survived after this botched, macabre operation, this Dr. Mengele-style operation, for about a year. And in the end, they tried to gouge his eyes out with a knife. The reason given by this mother was because he reminded her of her father, who allegedly abused her. Absolutely horrific. Again, going to the point that the abuse of children only leads to more abuse generations later on down the line, which is not to excuse what she did, because it was absolutely horrific. Candido said she felt hatred and no love for the boy because he was, quote, a burden and a hindrance to her lesbian relationship. They tried to burn his body on a barbecue, and when that failed, hastily stuffed his remains in a suitcase and dumped them in a sewer. Now, the father had been trying to warn about what they were going to do to him after they'd already performed this botched gender reassignment surgery a year before. He tried to warn people on social media. He tried to get custody back. He tried to warn the authorities. Nothing happened until they literally stabbed him a dozen times, tried to gouge his eyes out. This is what the police chief said in this area of Brazil. Quote, she killed her son, quartered, decapitated, plucked the skin and tried to get rid of the body. It was a very terrible case, yeah. Understatement of the century. So you're only going to see more of this. There are literally 10 times the amount of gender reassignment operations going on against children in the United Kingdom by these warped parents who are trying to impose their warped ideology. It's absolutely brutal, and it has to stop. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It's kind of ghastly irony that the mainstream media would stoop to the lowest of the low to try and deplatform, shut down InfoWars.com. With the outrageous hoax, fake news that Alex Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook lawyers when he was the victim of receiving child porn in an obvious attempt to set him up. I mean, this network has worked harder than no other network in trying to expose these international pedo gangs that abuse children. We've been talking about that for well over a decade. We talk about it on a regular basis. We talk about how kids like Desmond is amazing are victims. We talk about this horrific case in Brazil. I mean, I made videos on this years ago pointing out that whenever the pedo networks, whenever it goes to court, whenever they actually get busted, whenever the procurer of these children gets put up in court, he always fingers international elitists, he fingers politicians, judges, police chiefs, entertainers, as having been involved in the abuse of these children. You can go through almost every high-profile pedo case internationally, and it always goes to the top, to the very top.
We've exhaustively exposed that. So for the media now to try and drag Alex Jones through the mud for such an obvious fake news hoax, the claim that he sent child porn when he was the victim of that, is absolutely disgraceful. But again, it shows how desperate they are to drag us down, which is why we need your support more than ever. And we've got a big special on InfoWarsStore.com, which is Save InfoWars Emergency Special. 50% off all InfoWars Live formulas. You get free shipping, you get double Patriot points. This is a new major special for a limited time. Could be your last chance to stock up on top InfoWars Live formulas before they're completely out of stock. We're already selling out, going into the warehouse, of Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and DNA Force. So now is the time to secure your order before they completely sell out. Take advantage of this massive special and support the defense of free speech and reality at InfoWarsStore.com. That is a gigantic 50%, 50, off all highly rated, independently reviewed InfoWars Live formulas with free shipping and double Patriot points. Please take advantage of that right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Your support is needed now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I just broke about an hour ago a new victim of Me Too. Probably a deserved victim in this case. Headline on Breitbart: 8 women accuse Hollywood screenwriter Max Landis of sexual and emotional abuse. 8 women have come forward to accuse Hollywood screenwriter director Max Landis of sexual and emotional abuse, the Daily Beast detailed in an investigation published Tuesday. Landis, who is the son of beloved Hollywood director John Landis, allegedly engaged in a pattern of emotional, physical and sexual abuse spanning over a decade, the outlet reported. This is what one of the alleged victims claimed about Max Landis, that he is, quote, a serial rapist, gaslighter, a physical and psychological abuser who tormented me for 6 years long after our romantic relationship, both directly and behind my back. One of Landis' ex-girlfriends, going under the name of Julie, told the media, she said, I didn't realize that I had been raped consistently and deliberately by this man for 2 years until today when I wrote it down. So there's been a whole slew of allegations by 8 different women against him. And guess what? It turns out that Max Landis is a big male feminist. Well, imagine my shock. In almost every single case which we've documented with these Me Too exposés, both in the US and the United Kingdom, they always proclaim publicly how much they love women, how much they fight for women's rights, how much they despise the misogynistic trash on the right. And they always turn out to be the biggest emotional and sexual abusers of women. Always be very wary of people who virtue signal that hard about how much they support women, how much of a male feminist they are. Because we flash back to this from the Daily Beast again, from February. Screenwriter Max Landis stages his Me Too comeback with a girl power action movie. So he created a girl power male feminist movie to try and smooth over his feminist credibility after some allegations had already emerged earlier this year. And now those allegations have got way worse. Again, 8 women accusing him of being a serial abuser. This is a guy who virtue signaled about how much of a feminist he was for years on end, to the point where he literally made a feminist movie, an action film about girl power. They always turn out, it's always the male feminists, isn't it, who turn out to be the biggest sexual abusers. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, in the UK, which, as I mentioned before, you've now got over 1,000 children, some as young as 3, being referred to clinics for sex gender reassignment operations, or at least treatment in terms of hormone blockers. Nobody's interested in that. Nobody's interested in the industrial scale grooming of kids across the United Kingdom, or FGM, of which there'd been one prosecution in the entire history of the country.
What the police are concerned about now in the UK is far-right extremism. Headline: UK police help script soap operas to deter far-right extremism. According to a report by the London Times, officers from the government's Prevent Radicalisation programme, who, by the way, have visited schools if kids go on the UKIP website, that happened, are advising Channel 4's Hollyoaks on a storyline involving one of the main characters getting sucked into far-right violence. So they have a plot on this soap opera, which is aimed at teenagers and 20-somethings, where this character gets sucked into a far-right extremist group, and the government and police officers are helping the production crew of this television show write the script to, quote, spread greater awareness of the help available to those most at risk. Now, I'm not seeing many plots on UK soap operas that deal with Islamic extremism, given what happened in Manchester, given what happened on Westminster Bridge, given what happened on London Bridge, given what happened a few months ago where another Islamic terrorist tried to run a bunch of people over in a truck, again, near Parliament. Not seeing a lot of anti-radicalization work in terms of UK police scripting shows about Islamic extremism. Of course, this has coincided with a surge in the country's violent crime rate, which rose 19% in single year. Those are the official numbers, probably way higher. We've got a knife crime epidemic. Literally three people were murdered in the 1 mile radius where I live over the past week. Some of it's gang on gang. Some of it's completely innocent people. 5 minutes from where I live, walking distance. A guy left his motorbike outside a restaurant. This gang of youths was stealing the bike. He went out to confront them. They kicked him to death. That is now a regular occurrence on the streets of London every single day. Now, police who are understaffed, under-budgeted, are being told to go and visit people for their Facebook posts. And now they're helping to write the scripts of soap operas to combat far-right extremism, while at the same time saying that they don't have any time or resources to attend to low-level crimes like burglaries and break-ins due to funding cuts. Plenty of time to police mean tweets. And write soap opera scripts. Meanwhile, a professor in the UK said Rory Stewart is an establishment spy tasked with destroying Brexit. So it looks like Boris Johnson is the favourite to become the next Prime Minister. But from out of nowhere, we have this establishment creature called Rory Stewart, who it turns out had been recruited by MI6 at Oxford University. Suddenly now he's a man of the people. The left wing and the remainers on the right, the establishment Tories, are all getting behind him, and suddenly he's the second favourite in the race to become the next UK Prime Minister. Out of nowhere. So a professor from London School of Economics has said that he's a spy who is literally being installed in this leadership contest to derail, destroy, subvert Brexit, and the mass media, of course, loves him. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and breaking news, InfoWars.com. That's going to wrap it up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.